We are thankful this morning for allowing us to be back into the house of God once again. And I'm excited for this first Sunday of this year. Amen. We thank God that we are able to make it and see this brand new year. I want to tell everyone, Happy New Year. Praise God. Amen. And I hope your year is going well. If you need some perking, amen. We know God can help us. And that's what we want to elaborate on this morning, on trying to perfect ourselves and be greater in this year, amen, of 2026. Amen. So I thank God for this word new. Can we all say new?
New.
Amen. Do we all like things that are new? Amen. New is an exciting word. Amen. And a lot of folks today over this holiday, they got some new stuff. Amen. Praise God. And when you get new stuff, it makes you excited. So I want to talk on this term today. Amen. New. Praise God. We might as well say goodbye, goodbye, goodbye to 2025.
Yes.
Amen. Let us say it's over. Praise God, but we want to say hello and welcome 2026. Praise God. Amen. There's great things that I want to do more and more in this incoming year. Well, in this year, I want to, amen, be more and more like God. I want to be less like myself because each year we should want to grow closer. Amen. In the things of the Lord. Amen. And when I think about this new year, I want to remind us that we have to let go of this old stuff that you accumulated in 2025. Amen. Old stuff. We got to leave it. We got to say goodbye, praise God, to the old lifestyle. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. We want to make sure that we are not carrying over the negativity of the things that happened on last year. Amen. We want to have a new outlook in life. We want to say, amen, want to be greater and be more like the Lord and less like ourselves. Amen. We got to let all the negativity, amen, amen, go. Praise God. And our job is to do what? Reach forth, praise God, to positive things. Amen. I tell you what, you hear people sometimes still singing that old song, amen, year in and year out, praise God, this is happening, that is happening, oh, they can't, but leave it, amen, I said leave it and look for some new stuff, come on somebody, amen, amen, I want to look for some new stuff, praise you the Lord, praise you the Lord, so I'm asking you today, amen, we need to pray and ask the Lord to give us a new mind concept. Amen. We, you know, sometimes it's just the way we think. Sometimes we just think on things that don't mean us no good. Amen. And the Bible said, you know, the way we think, amen, and so is he. Amen. We don't want to think in a negative way, but we want to think in a positive way. Ain't the Lord good? Amen. So let's change. Amen. That's my whole topic today. Let's change from old to new. Amen. Praise God. Let's change from old to new. Let's get some, amen, new ideals, praise God. Amen. We want to get some new ideals. We don't want to have them same old, praise God, ideals, praise God. We want to have, praise God, we want to have some new direction, Lord. I want to make sure I'm walking in your will and in your way. I want to make sure that I stay focused on Jesus, praise God. I want to make sure that I'm crossing every T, and I want to make sure that I'm dotting every I. I want to be more and more like the Lord. The Bible said when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall what? See him as he is, praise God. Amen. The Lord is a perfect God. He's a holy God. He's a righteous God. And we need to make sure that we're following on those procedures. Praise God. Amen. I want to make sure, praise God, that we, amen, have new thoughts. Praise God. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Sometimes we holding on and holding on to them old antique thoughts, praise God. Been having for 3 and 4 or 5 years, amen, amen. But we need to get some new thoughts, some godly thoughts, amen. The Bible said think on these things, amen. We want to think on some good stuff, praise God, that can help us, amen, to make it in this world that we living in, amen. You see people today, they's all cranky, and they all stressed, they all down and out, they all, amen, not producing, praise God, because the mind is depressed, the mind is stressed. But I'm here to tell you, God got a better recipe, amen. God got a better way. God got, amen, greatness for us, praise ye the Lord. We got to quit accepting anything, amen, amen. But we need to accept Jesus Christ that can give us an answer in these days and time that we're living in, amen, amen. I want to change my way. I want to be more and more like the Lord, because I never know, amen, when we're going to leave from here. We want to make sure that we're ready to meet the Lord. Ain't the Lord good? Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So we got to watch ourselves. Amen. Amen. Think good. Think good. Think holy. Praise God. Sometimes you may dislike, come on, a person. You may, amen. Last year you said, I don't have no dealing with this person. But I'm here to tell you this year, I want you to change that. I want you to have some dealing with that person. Praise God. Amen. Amen. That person, amen. You may say, praise ye the Lord. They on my last nerve. I don't want to have nothing. Now, come on, somebody. Amen. You know how we get sometimes. I don't want to have nothing to do with them. But I'm here to tell you in 2026, have something to do with them. Amen. Hello in here. Ain't God good in here? Praise God. Amen. Praise God. I had my last conversation. Amen. Every time I go, when I go over there, or when I speak with that person, amen. We got to have some love. Come on in here. And some forgiveness. Praise God. Be able to forgive. Praise ye the Lord. I don't care how many songs we sing, and amen, how many times we jump for joy. Amen. I don't matter not how many times we speak in tongues. Amen. We need to live a holy life. Praise God. We need to show some love for everybody. Amen. I don't care if it's your enemy. Well, the Bible teaches us to love your enemy. Do good to them that despitefully use you. Come on here. Praise God. We in a time where we got to make sure that we're doing the right thing, because we don't want to be shocked when we stand before God. We want the Lord to tell us, well done. Come on here, thy good and faithful servant. Come on here, praise ye the Lord. That's what we want the Lord to say. But we got to make sure that we holding on and doing God's will. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Let it go, church. I said let it go. Amen. Amen. Holding people. Holding people. Come on. Amen. We got to clear ourselves. Amen. The Lord don't hold us. Hello in here. Amen. We ain't got no business trying to hold people. Praise God. You let go and you let God. Amen. Amen. It's time to be new. It's time to let all that old stuff go. Amen. 2 Corinthians. Let's turn over here to 2 Corinthians and see what that says here. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Amen. I can quote it, but we're going to read it. Amen. Ain't the Lord good? The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a what? New creature. Come on. If you in the Lord, amen, then we need to be a new creature. Old things, amen, are passed away. Huh? And behold, all things are become new. Praise God. Look at God. Praise ye the Lord. That's what we're talking about. Amen. This morning. Amen. We got the, it said here, if any man be in Christ, he must be a new creature. Praise God. We got to let the old ways go. We got to let the old things go. Amen. Let it pass away. Praise God. And now you want to, amen. It said here, it said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. And all, it said, an old thing are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. We got to pass the old ways, the old actions, the old ideals, praise God, and become a new creature in Christ. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes we say we new and we backing up. We're looking at some old stuff, but we look at some new stuff. Come on, somebody. It's just exciting when I think about new stuff. Amen. New works. Even in the natural, praise God. Amen. Even in the natural, praise ye the Lord. Amen. You ever had some new shoes? Praise God. Amen. Sometimes you purchase some new shoes, you're excited because that's the style you want. Praise God. Amen. Amen. It's so, it's new. And you try to, praise God, take care of those shoes. Amen. You make sure that it is polished and you make sure that it's shining up. Praise God. Amen. You know how you do sometimes. You won't just, amen, wear them and just throw them anywhere and it'll go, but you put it back in that box. Amen. You know, them new shoes, you put it right back in the box. Praise God. Amen. Because you want to make sure that it stay protected. Because these shoes is new. Come on here. Ain't God good in this place. Praise God. So it's exciting to get some new stuff. Praise ye the Lord. All right. But let me tell you, amen. Let those shoes get some age on it. Amen. You done had them shoes for a few months. Amen. Amen. And sometimes you get kind of weary on the journey. Amen. You kept it in the shoebox. Now after 2 or 3 months, you can't find those shoes. Hello. Amen. But while they were new, you want to make sure that it's protected and you got it right where you know it's going to be. You got it in the box, praise God. Amen. Same thing with the automobile. Amen. You ever got a new automobile? Come on in here. Amen. You shining that automobile up because it's new. Amen. You washing it. You making sure no dust get on it. Amen. You take care of it. Praise God. But let that automobile get about a year or so old. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes it's so dirty you can't tell what color it is. What I'm trying to say here. Amen. When things are new, amen, you want to make sure that you continue to keep it new. Amen. But that's how a Christian life, sometimes people, amen, get saved and they got that zeal and they, amen, on fire for God, amen. Amen. But let a little age sometime, praise God, get into your salvation. Sometime you'll lay it aside. Come on, somebody. Amen. You ain't that same fireball. Amen. You ain't that same person that, amen, really want to stay new and leaving all the old stuff away. But, amen, sometime, amen, in the Christian life, you start going back to old stuff. Amen. Pulling out old stuff. Leave it alone. Let it go. Stay new in the Lord. Praise God. Be excited about Jesus. Amen. Keep your salvation renewed. Amen. Hello in here. Amen. Don't let it just get, amen. Amen. Just kick it to the curb or ain't maintaining it, amen. You ain't maintaining your, but keep it fresh. Keep that car shining up. Keep your soul shining up. Keep reading the word. Keep being equipped with God. Keep doing the things that pleasing in the Lord's sight. Praise God. Amen. I said a new creature in Christ. Praise God. Amen. I tell you, it works, church. Praise God. Amen. Especially in these times that we're living in. Well, amen. You see a lot of things going on in this world and country. Amen. But we just pass it by. Don't let it affect you. Keep renewed in God. Keep your hope in the Lord. Knowing that He's gonna help us to survive. We gonna make it, praise God. Amen. Because we're tied up and we're tangled up with the Lord. We ain't gonna let nothing stop us, praise God. Amen. You know, the Bible called the devil the old man and his deeds. We can't listen to the old man because the old man will have you doing old things. But we got to listen to the new man, and that's Jesus Christ. And Jesus is saying to us this morning, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will take care of your vehicle. I will take care of you. You don't have to worry about nothing. Only thing you got to do is follow me, praise God. Keep focus on the Lord. Amen. When you see, amen, your joy level begin to get low, praise God. Amen. Start crying. Back in this Bible, read this word, praise God. This is how you're going to stay new, praise ye the Lord. We're going to have to read this word of the Lord. This will bring eternal life, praise God. This will bring, amen, greatness in your life. And that's what we want in this 2026 year. We want greatness. We want thankfulness. We want to look up to the hills of what's coming our help. We don't have to be wearied and well-doing. We can rejoice, amen, in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Ain't the Lord good in this place? Praise ye the Lord. He is good, and he is good all the time. Amen. Praise God. So I want to be, as we sing a song, amen, I want to be more and more like the Lord. Amen. Amen. So let us have that mind to be encouraged in this crucial time. Amen. We're going to see a lot, amen, in 2026. And we're going to see some things that we may not understand. Amen. And we may question some things. But I'm here to tell you, you just keep your focus on the Lord. Because God is in charge of all things. I'm not going to worry. And don't you worry. Praise God. Don't look back. Because you may turn to a pillar of salt. The Bible said when you put your hand on the plier and look it back, you ain't fit. Huh? I say you ain't fit for the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Praise God. So, well, I want us to know, amen, let us work while it is day. Yes. All right, let's turn over here to Lamentation. Amen. We're going to read over here Lamentation. Praise you, the Lord, the third chapter. Let's see what that said. Lamentation. Pray for us, church. To God be the glory. Amen. the third chapter, amen, verses 22. Everyone will read, amen, through 25. Praise God. It says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Amen. Because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Come on, somebody. That's what I'm talking about. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion. He's all what we need. We got, he's our portion. Says my soul, there will I hope in him. Come on, somebody. We ain't gonna lose no hope. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him. Amen. To the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and what? Quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. What did that mean? Quietly waiting for the Lord. Amen. See, when you allow those, when you allow those mercies that's not consumed, and when you allow those good graces, and they new every morning, amen, it's always there. Yes. You ain't got to mumble and complain. It said it is good that a man should both hope. Only thing we need to do is hope in the Lord. Amen. Don't lose your hope. Amen. When you get tangled up with old stuff and new stuff, amen, sometimes that'll make you lose hope. Let us say we got to separate. We can't allow the old entangle with the new. Amen. Pitch that old stuff out and continue to keep the new. And that's why we need to allow these mercies to, amen, to be faithful every morning. Praise God. And then the Bible says, then we both can hope and quietly wait. Quietly mean we can be calm. We don't have to be all perplexed. We don't have to be all upset and alarmed. We can quietly, without complaining, without murmuring. Come on, just quietly wait on the Lord. And there's another scripture. It says, if you wait on the Lord, he will what? Renew your strength and mount up your wings like eagles, huh? And ye shall what? Run and not be weary, ha, ha. And ye shall walk and not faint. If you didn't hear the first wait, on the last it said, wait, I say, on the Lord. Amen. That's how you stay refreshing. That's how you stay renewed. That's how you, amen, stay faithful to God. Amen. It bothers me when I see people get in this race. Amen. Amen. And then next thing to know, they fall by the wayside. Amen. Come on, somebody. Hey, ain't God good in this place? Amen. Praise God. They begin to look at old stuff and they begin to go back to the old paths. And They begin to, amen, look around that something ain't going to do them no good. But they need to recognize, to look on the new stuff, praise God, that can help you in this life, praise ye the Lord, and help you to keep moving on faithful until the end, praise ye the Lord. We don't have to be our heads hung down and act like we don't know old and new. Leave that old stuff. Leave it back here in 25, and now it's time to seek some good stuff. Amen. Some joy. There's some everlasting joy, and that's full of glory. Praise God. Amen. So that's what we need. We need to recognize this thing worked this morning. Amen. Amen. We got to get a hold of this message, because if we don't, with all this crisis going on in our world today, amen, with all the things happening, amen, we need to know how to tap into the rock. We need to know how to tap into God, and knowing that the Lord's going to work miracles. Praise God. So I am excited. Amen. I am excited. Praise ye the Lord for these new mercies. Praise God. Bible said they are new every morning. And great is thy faithfulness. Praise God. Amen. You know, it said every morning. You don't have to be head hung down and sad and can't go nowhere and can't do nothing. You're down and out. But you need to look up and know faithfulness is renewed every morning. Amen. We don't have to, amen, be all down and out. We serve a big God. Come on, somebody. I say we serve a big God that can release that joy, that can release that greatness, that can release that, amen, goodness in your life. Praise God. It bothers me when I see saints of God, amen, all down and out, moping and grumbling. Can't hardly make it. Praise God, complaining. What are you complaining about? Praise God. It's a new mercy. Come on, somebody. Ain't God good every morning? That's all I need to know. New mercy every morning. Amen. When the devil try to attack you, say new mercy. Every morning. Amen. He can't do nothing with that. Hello in hell. He got to go. I said he got to go. Praise God. We got to quit pulling up a chair for him to be relaxed and sit in and be comfort. Amen. We need to kick him to the curb. Amen. Let him know he ain't got nothing here. Amen. I'm in the Lord's position. Amen. I got the power of God. Amen. So I thank the Lord for this newness in Christ. Amen. Bible says they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion. Come on, somebody. You know what that means? He's everything. Amen. He's my portion. Whatever portion you need, he knows how much you need. And he's there for you. Praise God. He don't, amen. Come on, somebody. He don't lack. Amen. He don't lack. He got surplus. Hello in here. Amen. The Bible said, David said, my cup is what? Running over. And look at God. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Amen. Let these cups run over so it can overspill on somebody else, where they can get some of this gratefulness, where they can get some of this joy. Just don't have enough for you. Amen. That's a selfish person that say, I just got enough for me and my household. No, you need to have enough for everybody that need it. Amen. A surplus. Praise God. See, the Lord got plenty. He got plenty mercy. He got plenty greatness. Yes, he does. The Lord is my portion, said my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. Amen. That's where our hope need to lie. In the Lord. The Lord is good to them that wait for him. Yes. Huh? Yes. Can we wait on the Lord? Yes. Take time for Jesus. Wait on the Lord. Sometimes you lose your blessing for being so fast. Ain't got time to linger. You ain't got time to talk to Jesus. Some we sing out here, a little talk with Jesus will what? Make it right. Let's have that little talk with Jesus. Take time to talk to him. Amen. He will help you. He will allow you not to get into a lot of blunders that you would. But when you sit back and just let the Lord be your guide and be your leader, he'll make a way. That's why the Lord is good, it said. The Lord is good unto them that wait on him, to the soul that seeketh him. How many seek the Lord? You got a lot of seekers out here, but they're seeking everything else but the Lord. Come on in here. Bible says, seeking ye shall find, and knocking ye shall be opened. Do you know what truly seeking mean? When you really want something, you really, amen, know this is your only hope, this is your only plea, is the Lord Jesus Christ, you ain't going to let nothing get in the way of your seeking after the Lord. Right before I left to go on vacation, I lost my wallet. And that's something you don't want to lose, brother. Amen. And me and my wife, we was in our RV and we went to the down east. And I came back because I had to go down south. And when I went in the home, I couldn't find my wallet the next morning. I'm checking my pocket and it was gone. And I don't remember buying anything. I didn't get out the RV. I drove it straight to Durham. So I didn't know what was going on. I said, evidently this is somewhere, amen, where my pants was at. So my pants was in the little bedroom there, lay down side the bed. I looked all down there everywhere. Amen. When I'm talking about seeking now, huh? When you lose something of value, huh? You're going to really seek for it until you find it. Praise God. Amen. I'm throwing up mattresses. I'm pulling sheets off the bed. I'm moving chairs. I'm looking in the refrigerator. I'm just doing everything trying to find my wallet. And I still couldn't find it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, brother.
So I called my brother because he's good to find stuff. He got some eyes on him.
Yeah.
But he probably was sleeping. He didn't answer the phone. Amen. So I said, I can't deal with him.
Amen.
You know what the Lord told me?
Lord
said, go back in that RV.
Yeah.
You look all on your side. Uh-huh. It might be on my wife's side.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Honey, do you put that wallet on your side? And it was right close on her side, right close to the bed. And I couldn't see because the sheet, yeah, and the spray was covering it up. But thank God. Thank God. I was so excited that I found my wallet. But I want to say in the fear of the Lord, when you seek for God that way, amen. When you truly seek for God until you find him. Amen. Amen. Don't just casually trying to seek the Lord. Amen. But you got to be diligent. Amen. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Come
call upon him while he is near. Amen. It's urgent that you get a hold of God. Amen. We living in a disaster time. We living in chaos, and we need to make sure,
yes, sir,
that we got a hold of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So I tell you what, if you ain't found God, keep seeking. Yeah. You'll find him. Amen. Ain't that right?
Amen.
Praise God. I said, it's all right.
Amen.
It said, for the soul that seeketh him. Let's read again. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, and to the soul that seeketh him. He's good to us when we seek the Lord. It is good that man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. So where all this noise coming from? Where all this complaining coming from? Moaning and groaning. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Quietly wait on the Lord.
Waiting.
Lord, if you come Friday, I'm still going to wait on you. I'm still going to have a good attitude. I'm still going to have patience. I ain't going to be complaining. I ain't going to throw the towel in. I'm going to quietly wait on you. Come on, somebody.
Thank you.
And you'll see the Lord come to your rescue.
Yes.
Praise God. Won't he do it?
He will.
I said, yes, he will. He will do it. Praise God. So keep hope alive. Thank the Lord. And I want to let you know, and I think we all need to say, amen. We need to know that we need to stay renewed in him.
That's right.
Huh? Praise God.
Amen.
You need to tell yourself, I'm going to change in this 2026. I'm looking for greater. Amen. Yeah. And you know, when you look for greater, greater will come.
Right.
Quit just taking what the devil dumped on you. Quit just taking what's going on in your life and you just receive it. All this negativity. Amen. No, no, no. Leave that old mess in 25 and you got newness in the Lord in 26, and my change is going to take place in my life. You got to tell yourself, change is going to take place in your life. Amen. I'm going to receive God, and I'm going to look for the healing, knowing that God's going to supply all my need according to his riches and glory. Amen. Quit just accepting, amen, what's come in your life and what the devil dumps on you. Amen.
Amen.
The old man and his deeds must go and must stay back in 2025.
Yes.
You accepting the new man, and that new man is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen. And he can keep us. I said he can keep us moving on. Can he do it? Amen. I said he can do it. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Changes will take place. Praise God. All right, let's move our last scripture over here, coming from Luke. Praise God. Luke, amen, the 9th chapter. Praise God. You know, changes, amen, will take place. Praise God. Luke 9, amen. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says, Luke 9:62. Praise God. This is what we have to do. This is the last, amen, instruction this morning to let us know, amen, when we get on the Lord's side, we got to keep pushing, we got to keep moving, and we got to stay focused on Jesus. And you can't stay focused on Jesus if you're looking backward. Amen. Do anyone remember Sister Lot? Amen. She looked back and what happened? She turned to a pillar of salt. That's not a fairy tale. That's true gospel.
Praise God. So we got to stay focused on Jesus. We got to stay focused on the new and not the old. Amen. And to stay focused on the new, we got to get rid of the old. Amen. Leave it here. Leave it in 25. Right. Don't bring it to 26. And this is a good example. It says, and Jesus said unto him, no man have put his hand to the plow and look it back. Is not is fit for the kingdom of God. Hello in here. You hear that? When you put your hand on the gospel plier and look it back, it is not fit for the kingdom of God. Amen. So we got to keep our heads on focus on the Lord. We ain't got time to look and pick daisies by the wayside. We ain't got time to back up and scratch our head and wondering if we're doing the right thing. But I'm here to tell you, we need to put our hands on this gospel plier, amen, and follow the Lord. Do his will. He's telling us all, come unto me, all you labor in heaven laden. I got you, praise God. The Lord got us. We don't have to be weary and well doing. We don't have to be down and out, but we can look to the hills of which cometh our help, because we're going to keep focus. Amen. I'm not going to, amen, quit holding this gospel plan, but I'm going to keep forward. Forward, forward is the battle cry. Hello. Amen. So I'm here to tell you, keep going on.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Don't mix up your old and your new. Keep your old stuff out of here and out of your life. Keep your new stuff a-flowing.
That's right.
Amen. This is why this is called Happy New Year. Because you got new ways, new action. And this year will be happy, see? See, some people don't know what they say when they say Happy New Year. Happiness comes from the Lord.
Amen.
Joy comes from above. When you say Happy New Year, you're going to be happy because you're following God's procedure.
Amen.
Amen. And ain't nothing sad about the Lord. And he doing what he said he would do.
Yes,
and he taking care of us all. God bless you and heaven smile upon you. Amen.
Amen.